USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said it successfully performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. The test possibly involved technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the continental United States. On his way to the Army-Navy football game, President Trump had this to say.
I'd be surprised if North Korea acted hostily. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I think we both want to keep it that way.
The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the administration for major concessions as it approaches an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. And don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. The Samoa measles outbreak has not slowed down, prompting their government to extend a state of emergency to December 29th. Over 5,100 measles cases have been reported since the outbreak, with 74 recorded in a recent 24-hour period and 72 measles-related deaths thus far. Only 31% of Samoans were vaccinated when the outbreak officially was declared. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Just in time for the holidays, Popular Science is out with the 2019 Best of What's New award winners. John Clements reports.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
House Democrats hailing from conservative swing districts are all lining up to vote in favor of two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump next week, except for one congressman from New Jersey. An NBC News survey of more than 40 vulnerable House Democrats found only Representative Jeff Van Drew, who represents the southern tip of the state, planning to vote against the articles of impeachment. The other was Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, who represents a rural district that Trump won by 30 points in 2016. A spokesperson for Peterson said that he's undecided on how he'll vote and may vote against the articles on the House floor. The vote is likely on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.